Now, you know, we all have this problem. We go to the grocery store, and it seems you always end up with the cart that's got the broken wheel.
Right?
And it's broken.
Like, why me?
And it's broken in a way that's not just uncomfortable, but it's noisy. So you're walking through the store, bap, 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 bap. You know what it is.
Yeah, and you also can't work your way very neatly through the aisle, so you're banging into other carts.
You can't steer it properly.
No, it doesn't go straight.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's a common problem with all grocery carts. I'm reading here at an article off CNN that's gone viral. It's the metal plate apparently around the wheel or something. I don't know. The metal caster plate underneath each wheel, they say.
Okay.
Which gets warped just from everyday usage. And the average one, if it's a good brand, will only last about 5 years. So I'm thinking to myself, there's got to be a business plan to make a better grocery cart wheel.
Exactly.
Right? We can design a better one.
This is like a project for my father.
Okay.
Anything mechanical, that's like right up his alley.
Well, let's get him on it because I feel like this is something he would enjoy helping us with. He likes contributing to things, right?
Well, he's just an inventor. Like, he invents things all the time.
But why? I remember this from being a kid. I think it's been true ever since grocery carts have been a thing. I always remember people talking about, I got the broken one. Why can't we fix it after all this time?
So
we can design the wheel.
Yeah,
Terry?
I know, because shopping carts should last more than 5 years.
I mean,
they look like they should last for almost ever.
Although I've seen how some people treat them, and I'm not surprised.
Yeah, that's true. Well, but here's the other thing. The grocery stores could just replace the bad wheel every 5 years. Just like,
which is what they do.
And is that what they do?
Yeah, or not actually that bad, actually.
Okay. So because, listen, as a car owner, if I only had to replace something every 5 years,
and
it was something as small as a wheel, I'd be stoked about it.
Yeah, when you say it that way.
You know?
Because the cars we drive have parts that don't last longer than 2 years.
Right? Yeah. Like, I mean, when you said 5, I was like, okay, that's a lot more than a, you know?
Right, yeah. And you probably, the grocery court style would change by then, too,
not
right?
Not really. They've kind of all stayed boxy. For like, that's one thing that hasn't really changed.
I was trying to come up with some redeeming factor for not designing the perfect wheel, but I guess it's a bad business idea. What's
you know what there should be? There at the grocery store, anytime you get one with the bad wheel, there should be a special place you return it to so that people know. Because the problem is the owners of the grocery store wouldn't know you have a bad wheel unless you tell them, right? Because they're not the ones using the carts on a regular basis. We are. So they should be like, if there's something wrong with this cart, please return it here and we'll get it repaired. If it's normal, return it over to this side to be reused.
That makes sense. I just figured they'd always know in my case because I not only always seem to get the broken one, but I always get the loudest one too. So it really is the one that announces my
presence
everywhere.
Times are tough for you.
It really is. First world problems, yeah.
Speaking of grocery carts, I've got the best new place to go on a first date.
Oh, really?
And it involves grocery stores. A lot of people say they meet people in grocery stores. That's pretty commonplace.
Right,
that's a good place to meet.
But going there for dates?
Well, hold on. So I read this whole blog. There was a woman that did an experiment. She did 3 dates in 10 days, all at the grocery store. That's actually where they chose to meet after matching on like Tinder.
Okay, explain.
Okay,
this.
So now we're starting, like our grocery stores are getting pretty fancy now too.
True.
If you've been, you notice there's like the whole hot bars, there's like salad bars. Then there's even eating areas to sit at a lot of them too.
A lot of people actually meet for lunch there.
Right, exactly. It's like the modern equivalent of when people used to go to like IKEA or like, you know, IKEA has that whole food court.
Right.
It's like that.
Yeah. Well, it takes the place of a mall food court for Cayman, in my opinion.
And the good thing about it is it's fairly inexpensive. Mm. So instead of sitting down to maybe a more expensive meal, it's a lot more affordable for both parties, whether one person pays or they both split it.
Right.
It's a good option.
Food court vibe.
There you go. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So there were pros and cons according to this blog. I read all 3 dates. Mm-hmm. It was hilarious. And each one had a nickname. Like one was ponytail guy. One was small earring guy. He wore like, she called him boy band because he wore a small earring like the Backstreet Boys just in one ear. And then I can't remember what the third guy was, like leather jacket or guy or something. Right.
Okay. So what'd she learn from this though?
So she said cons. Lighting not great.
Right.
Pros, you can get some of your grocery shopping done while you're on the date.
Well, that's
because once you're done eating, you usually got a little bit of time to spare. So she said it was kind of fun wandering the aisles with the date to kind of figure out kind of what kind of foods they like and what they'd stop to pick up and look at on the shelves. Actually tells you a lot about somebody. Think about it. Are they junk food connoisseurs? Are they worried about their health? Do they actually read ingredients?
No, I get where you're going with that, but this whole thing, and it makes sense, but you got to really be into it. If you're not into it, you ain't having this at all.
Okay, so yeah. She said that the food options were good. They sat outside, like they'd sit outside if it was a nice day. And then this is the thing. She said she's gone on so many of these Tinder dates and she's tried every different location. She said the reason why they went on at a Whole Foods like date because they have like a seating area and
well,
stuff.
Well, no, that's a proper restaurant. I've actually done that in Las Vegas.
Oh, you have?
At a Whole
okay.
Foods, yeah.
So she said the good thing about that is at the end, if you're not feeling it with said date, mm-hmm. it's not romantic enough to warrant. You know, sometimes she said she would feel bad. She felt like she had to do this like obligatory kiss
or hug at the end of the date. You never have to do anything.
No, you don't. But that's how she felt when it was in like a romantic setting it was like, but this is at a grocery store. She's like, you're under grocery store lights. It's not romantic. It was very easy to just shake someone's hand and walk away.
Well, it's like a business meeting if you're meeting at a grocery store.
Exactly.
It actually takes some pressure off though. I could see that.
Yeah. So she said, don't knock it until you tried it. This, she's saying, is the next best. And a lot of these grocery stores even have, like, you can get a beer and stuff, too. They have, like, liquor licenses and stuff. It's crazy.
No, I know. I get what she's saying, and I agree with it to an extent. I'm just thinking, how do you sell that? Because the whole point of a first date is the sale. You say, what do you want to do on the first date? We're going to the grocery store.
Yeah, but she said,
wait,
that's another thing. She said, if they aren't into it, then maybe they're not the right person for you. Like if it's too lowbrow for them or it's too mainstream, well, then forget it.
Or maybe if they're like Terry or even me, going to
the
grocery store
yeah.
brings back traumatic memories.
I know.
What are those common things we want to avoid in our daily question that we ask too?
No disrespect. I love everything at the grocery store. I just don't like the work involved around the grocery store of the.
Is the word Pavlovian because you associate boredom with going there and doing an errand? That's what it is. So yeah. I don't know about a first date, but I'll consider it.
But
I see where she's going.
So then I'll ask you really quickly to end this off. Where is a good first date then?
Wherever you find that connection is the great first date.
Yeah, but you haven't even met them yet. So if you were to suggest a first date.
I don't know. I just like to complain and then not have solutions. So
library?
Leave me alone.
Library might be an option.
You can't talk much there, though. That's a problem.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's actually a good thing.
Right. Well, a lot of these, too. This is why I don't have good advice for first date. Terry, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How many compromises do you make per day?
Depends how much time I spend with my husband.
Well, no context at all. Just like on average, for your husband, for somebody else at work, for Roxy, for anything. How many compromises per day?
I make a lot of compromises for my dog too.
Okay, right.
A lot.
That's part of the study, actually. So let's continue.
You know, because she's almost 10, so you got to compromise because when you get to be 10, you can do whatever you want.
Well,
compromise for her.
I don't think that has changed suddenly because she's 10. I think it's happened before that.
But you might have.
It's because she's dog.
How many major compromises or minor compromises?
What, any compromise at all?
I don't know.
Don't
12,
get too specific. 12? Okay.
10. Right. I would say less than 15, but more than 5.
Mm.
What?
Well,
what?
I mean, you're above the average.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm very compromisable.
Maybe you're compromising too much. You're compromisable. Wow. Okay. Have you been compromised by someone that I should know about?
No, I have not been compromised.
Who do you work for?
Okay, I'm a bit of a chameleon. I will bend to other, like, I'm easygoing.
Okay, yeah, I know.
So if somebody's no, I want to have Mexican tonight, I don't want Indian, I'll go, okay. If I wanted Indian. Because I'm okay to compromise. That's the thing.
Well, whoever's looking to invade, Terry will be an easy collaborator. So just work with
her. Oh, no, just on the small things.
Oh, on the small things.
On
the
big things, forget it. I stand my ground.
You're not going to be the rat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Great.
No.
Three compromises per day is the average.
Oh, I think people are lying.
Really? You think it's more?
I just don't think people are realizing all the little things.
That's a lot, though.
Because think about in the office place how many compromises you do.
Well, it depends on how you define compromise, I suppose, doesn't it?
Okay, so how do you define compromise?
Anytime that you would do something differently because someone is present would be a compromise.
Or because somebody has suggested an alternate way.
Right, so someone is present, someone is around.
Just because someone's present doesn't always mean you'll compromise, but if you
do something differently, you are. if you're not behaving as you would if they weren't
there,
then you've compromised. That's my opinion.
Oh, well, then you're compromising probably all the time because you probably would come to work naked if no one was around.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
There's your first compromise.
So it's how you define compromise because my daily life is a compromise from start to finish.
Getting out of bed is a compromise, you know?
Yeah. 44% of cat owners, I don't know why they threw this stat in, but that's the first thing that came up on the report, says it's easier to compromise with their cats and with the adults in their lives. You can apply that to all pets.
Well, because a cat doesn't care.
Well, a cat doesn't talk to you, and a dog doesn't really talk to you either. They talk to you with their eyes.
Oh, they do.
But if you try to sit down and negotiate a complex situation, you can't do it. And eventually, I just give in because I realize you don't understand me anyway, and you're cute, so here's your treat, and what do you want? Oh, your bowl's empty. Okay, here you go.
Like, if we go on, if I take Roxy on a walk, whatever direction I think I want to go is really up to her.
Oh, yeah,
she pulls me in whatever direction. We go as long as a walk as she chooses, even when I'm running late for work, and I'm like, listen, like, we got to get going here.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because have you ever tried to walk a cat? That is some compromise right there. I'm talking about going where they want to go.
Herding cats, walking cats, that's full compromise.
That's where they get that from. It's just compromising every few seconds. We are doing another word of the day. Is this two days in a row for word of the day?
Or it's happening.
Friday we did it too, right?
You ready for this?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We're going to let the lady say the word.
Okay, go ahead.
Multivocal.
Multivocal.
Which is weird because if I just saw the word, I would say multivocal.
Right.
Because it's actually like a combination of the word multi, M-U-L-T-I, and vocal, V-O-C-A-L.
Well,
this is how she pronounces it.
Multivocal.
Yeah, see, I would think multi-track.
She puts a different emphasis on a different syllable.
Multi-track for my audio stuff, you know, just that was the first word that would come to mind.
Multivocal.
Multivocal.
Or if you hear someone say multivocal, it's one of those things like people say
tomato, tomato, potato, potato,
biopic or biopic.
Right.
Anyway.
What does it mean? Multivocal.
It's the issue, having or open to many different meanings, interpretations, or applications.
Oh.
Having or open to many different meanings. So, for example, here's the sentence they give us. The issue is truly multivocal, which gave the scientists multiple possible solutions.
Got it.
Or motivical, I guess is how they say it.
I like it, though. It's useful for many situations, too.
Yeah, like, oh, let's brainstorm some motivical solutions to our problem.
Well, or it could just get you out of anything. For example,
you could say, I interpreted it to mean this, not this.
Yeah. Basically, we could just say, for the word of the day, which is multivocal, that our show and anything we say should always be considered multivocal.
Take it with a grain of motivocal.
Well, it could just have many meanings. If you think it means one thing, definitely don't go there because I don't want to be responsible for whatever
that is.
Unless
it's a good thing, then
sure.
By all means.
If you won money by listening to us, we'll take credit. But if you lost money, that's not our fault.
All right, motivocal. It's like kind of covers all your bases, doesn't it?
There you go. I like it. Yeah, it's our word of the day here on Z99.